Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy, 80 for the high today. Yes, sir. How many of you are familiar with the term hobosexual? This describes someone who enters a relationship primarily to secure housing.
it's a sticky one for sure.
They want housing rather than a genuine emotional romantic connection. This is not a term to be proud of. It's used to describe a social predator who uses intimacy and lies to gain housing. You got to get a roof over your head.
You got to do it.
And you will go to extreme lengths to do it.
It's crazy because in this economy, I mean, this probably is happening more than ever before because people, they're desperate.
And this caught Breezy and I's attention because yesterday after the show, we're looking at a couple of statistics that came in and homosexuals have increased over 50% in the last decade. Do you want to know why? Because people can't afford houses anymore. They can't afford homes.
They can't afford rent.
Can't afford rent.
They can't be buying houses. They can't afford rent. And it's a tough one.
You know, it got me thinking, what's something you put up with in a relationship just because you need stability?
I go back to think of how much my rent cost when I first moved to Rochester, which was in 2018. And I had two roommates. We each paid $500.
Yeah. That's great.
Which, I mean, yeah.
Three-bedroom house?
Correct. Like a townhouse. And it was great. And then I moved out with my then-girlfriend, and it was like $600 a person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then I move out on my own, and it's $800 a person. And it got so far up to $1,300. Now I'm living with my girlfriend and her brother. We're back down to like $550, which is great.
It's great, but at what cost?
At what cost?
You know what I mean? Listen,
we're
talking years ago. I mean, it's 2025. Times have changed. My first apartment off Park Ave, I was living in a beautiful house. It was just me and my buddy, and our rent was $700 a month. And we split it. I was paying three something. It was something stupid. And I'm like, you know,
come on,
living the dream. Was there for years.
I would cut my left leg off to do that now.
This is an interesting text coming in from Addie. We're asking the question, if you're not familiar with homosexual, it describes someone who enters a relationship to secure housing.
Mm-hmm.
Times are tough.
Times are
Addie tough. Says, I was a full-blown homosexual for a minute. I had just lost my job. My lease ended. I had nothing lined up. Started dating this guy I honestly wasn't that into. But he had a spare room and a soft couch.
Mm-hmm.
One thing led to another. Next thing I know, I'm his girlfriend and I'm living there. It was survival mode. Yes, I felt guilty the whole time. But when you're broke and cold, love takes a backseat to heat and Wi-Fi.
It's deception at its finest, obviously, and you feel bad because you might be into this person obviously way more than they're into you, the person who like has a house and a roof over their head.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time for them to go or you to realize, whatever the case may be, you do feel bad because you're like, they have nowhere to go.
And, you know, this really does come down to survival mode. What are you doing to gain just a roof over your head? What are you doing? You're being intimate and getting in a relationship with someone you don't even like.
And I will say, you know, speaking from experience, yes, it is easier to do life with a partner. You split expenses. Things are cheaper. You have a safety net of someone to fall back on and vice versa to you. But I know that's tempting and all, but you really have to love that person.
Listen,
you really, because
nothing is more awful than coming home to a house where there's no peace and you feel like you're walking on eggshells.
Right.
And, oh my God, I don't want to go home. And so you see some of these people just drive back and forth past their driveway for hours because
yeah.
they can't get the courage to go inside.
No.
Talking about some of my friends.
This person says, rent and the cost of housing increase is all fun and games, but when the wages are not increasing at the same rate, that's the issue.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Rent's going up, our pay isn't. How many of you have ever moved in with someone mainly because you needed a place to stay? Brittany says, good morning, guys. He had a pool. It's central air. That's it. It was July. I was sweating through my sheets. No regrets, but definitely no sparks either.
But this is the same reason why people get married, to come to the country, to get health insurance, to get life insurance, whatever the case may be. And we're running those ads right now for the national insurance fraud.
Yeah.
Desperate times. People will do desperate measures and become a version of themselves that they never even knew or thought they could be. But it's insane the lengths people will go to.
God, yeah. I remember sharing those stories with you. When I was starving, all of a sudden, I'm in a theft, stealing food from grocery stores. I'm doing things. Whatever you got to do, survival mode kicks in.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right, but people do it. Who else is here? What's up, guys? It's Lena. He had a Costco membership. He let me shop on his card. I was 23, and I thought that was the peak of adulthood. Yeah, having a Costco membership, that is a flex.
One of the like most heartbreaking parts of breaking up with someone, like when I was younger, is losing their Netflix subscription.
Sure.
Losing their Amazon subscription.
Right, of course.
I used it 6 months to a year after we broke up.
Yeah.
Finally, they were like, I'm changing the password.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
Yeah, the heartbreak's real.
This is a lot. I'm like, I wasn't even this sad when we broke up. But
it's the first thing I do is I change all my passwords just in case they have it. You know what I mean? That's the one life, like the one last.
The twist of the knife.
The twist of the knife. Is it petty? Sure.
I was literally using my ex's dad's Spectrum subscription. The worst part is I was living at home. My parents had cable.
I know. Yeah,
I don't know what I was doing.
It still was using it. Now people go around. You go on Bumble. The first thing they ask, you know, do you have Hulu? Do you have, you know, Disney Plus?
Oh my God! Wait, this is a perfect example. I literally just found. Well, I didn't. My girlfriend did. My girlfriend just found my ex's BJ card in my side table. Like, should we go?
I'm sure
you think
it expired.
It still works.
Well, it's an annual membership.
You gotta check it out.
It's an annual membership. It probably expired. It's just one of those things, guys. The homosexuals, statistically, it's on the rise. It's increased 50% in the last decade because people need a place to live. What does that say about the country?
This is a PSA to all of our friends on any dating app: Bumble, Tinder, Farmers Only, Christian Mingle.
Coffee Meets
Please
Bagel. Plenty of Fish.
Just be careful. Be aware. The stats are going up. They're sky high at this point.
That's right. So the question is your partner a homosexual? You got to look out for the signs.
Which are? Them
your
rolling
partner,
up to the first date with garbage bags?
Avoidance of personal responsibility, lack of motivation. Your partner rarely helps with finances. Things seem to be moving really, really quickly.
Yeah.
Look out for all of those things.
Yeah. It's there's some red flags circulating around some people I know.
Good luck out there. Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2001 film Training Day, starring Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke. Now, before we get into Breezy's review of the film, which, according to her, she crushed it yesterday, here's a clip of us acting out the scene from the movie Training Day from yesterday's Mooster Peace Theater.
Who you working for?
Oh, you come on, my man?
Nope. Oh, come on, man.
Oh. The dyslexia's flaring. Oh, come on, man. I don't work for nobody. I'm on disability, man.
Bullcrap. You're cracking and you know it.
I don't sell that stuff no more, man. You know that!
No rocks, huh? Okay.
I'm in a wheelchair, man. Stop playing.
Whose gun is this?
You know damn well that ain't my gun.
Who are you working for?
I told you! I don't work for nobody, man.
Where are the rocks at?
I ain't got nothing on me.
I said open your mouth.
I told you I ain't got nothing.
How about I stick this pen down your throat? Let's double check. Make sure you're not hiding nothing. Oh, well, looky. What do we got here?
Don't send me back to jail, man. Please. I'm on disability, man. There ain't no place for me in jail. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm on disability.
And cut. Runs out of the room, even though she's in a wheelchair. Got it. All righty. Well done, Breezy. Thank you so much for putting everything you got into it.
I put my whole back into it.
Here's the breakdown of the film. Police drama. It's about a veteran officer who escorts a rookie on his first day with the LAPD through the tough inner cities with the narcotics unit. Training Day is a blistering action drama that asks the audience to decide what's necessary, what is heroic, and what crosses the line in the harrowing gray zone of fighting urban crime.
Is this where you lived?
No, I wasn't in downtown LA. Rotten Tomatoes scored at 74%, although I did hang out there a lot.
This is a
great film. I loved it, but Breezy, it's your review. Did this movie hold up?
I can see why you chose this film, considering the fact that this was like your dream to do like a ride-along.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in LA or here or
anywhere.
Where, but...
The closest I came was to dating that LAPD officer for a while.
She arrested you a time or two.
Yeah.
She said, let me cuff you. Anyways, this movie was disturbing. It was deeply disturbing. No, it needed help. I want to say it didn't hold up, but at the end of the day, it probably does. Not in my life.
Sure.
But unfortunately... This stuff is going on in and around all over the place.
No, stuff goes around in our city. It just doesn't make the paper. Breezy, yeah. Let's get right into it. Who's your favorite character in Training Day?
To be honest, I don't know if Snoop, like,
did more films. Like, is Snoop an actor?
Yeah, Snoop's an actor. He's done a ton of commercials. He's everywhere. But he's done cameos like this in films.
He was my favorite character. Yeah, he was great. Only because, well, I crushed it. And he did a good job. He really did do a good job.
I'm sure he appreciates you saying that. Your least favorite, I'm assuming it's Denzel Washington's character.
And I think, you know, just given the fact that he's actually been a convicted felon for a really long time.
Sure.
Well, I don't know if I can say convicted, but he's been a felon.
From the streets of Long Beach, California.
Yeah, I just pulled up his long, long track record. Anyways, my favorite character, Denzel Washington.
Really?
Absolutely crushed it.
Yeah, you see yourself in his character, right?
I do. I am him.
What was your favorite scene in the film?
I didn't have many. Let me just put it like that. I'm not really into the guns. I'm not really into the drugs. I'm not gangster.
It's an action drama film. So you're on the edge of your seat a majority of the movie.
I was scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was scared. There was a lot of gun usage. There was a lot of cocaine, a lot of money involved, a lot of shooting of the guns.
Did you at least have a favorite line?
I don't know if I can really say it on the radio because there was a lot of swearing.
Right.
But you edited that scene that we did a lot.
Yeah, I had to.
There was a lot of editing. There had to.
Yeah. We had to keep a PG on the air.
They were playing poker, and he was like, I'll stuff you like a turkey.
Sure.
Something.
Yeah. Right.
Good line. Good times.
Definitely a good line.
Also, what? I don't really understand how it ended. Like,
what do you mean?
I don't get it.
Well, Denzel's character pretty much got taken out.
Right.
You know, what's done in the dark will eventually come to light.
Yeah.
From watching this film, if you guys are just joining us, Breezy's reviewing Training Day. Denzel Washington.
Which I thought was Ethan a football Hawk. Movie up until I started it, so.
No, definitely not. Let me ask you, if you learned anything from this film, what's the takeaway?
Don't do drugs.
That's it?
Don't do drugs, and gun safety is important.
Yes, of course it is. Best throwback moment of the film?
Just seeing Snoop Dogg not honestly keeled over. Snoop Dogg's so old. Have you ever seen him in concert?
No, I have not.
I have.
Okay. That's your throwback moment here?
That's my big throwback.
From 2001. That's your throwback. Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
I also really like their sunglasses, too.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, Breezy, these people were nominated for Oscars for this film. Keep that in mind. What are you giving it out of 5 popcorn buckets?
My hands are tied today, and unfortunately, I have to go with my heart, which is a 1.7.
Your heart is so wrong. Your heart's broken. What a dumb score. But it's your review. I don't care anymore. 98 PSY is free. And always will be. It's PSY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We have Elizabeth on the phone with us. And she says she needs advice on what the next steps are for getting this money back that a customer specifically left her as a tip. And guess who took it? Someone she works with.
So tough.
If you are a server, if you work in the restaurant industry, give us a call, 585-252-9800. Elizabeth, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. So you had a really tough go on your first day, yeah?
My first day.
Also, like, are you going to continue working at this place after this one thing happened to you? Because I don't know if I could.
Yeah, I'm really questioning it. That's why I'm calling. I just, like, don't know who else to talk to about it. But I want people to know. So thank you so much for, you know, offering for me to come on.
Yeah, no, I found this to be extremely interesting. I'm wondering how many of our listeners this has actually happened to as well. Tell everyone what happened, like you told us in your message.
Okay, so I just started this new job as a waitress. It's my first week, so I'm still doing the training thing, trying to learn everything. I'm trying to, you know, do everything right. It's been, that part is always super stressful, but, you know, I've been giving it my all, trying my best. Uh-huh. And last Thursday, I had my first real table, like, on my own.
Okay.
And it was great. It was this really sweet family, some of the literally the nicest people I've ever met. And I don't know, we just connected. We just like liked each other a lot. And they were joking with me and asking me about my goals and my life. And you know, at the end, they were like, you have great energy, and we're so proud of you for working so hard. They were so nice.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, and the nicest part is they left me a $1,000 tip.
Holy shnikes.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a mistake. I was like, you know, trying to grab them and be like, are you sure? And they hugged me on the way out, and they were like, no, we did this on purpose. They wanted to bless someone, and that I reminded them of their daughter. It was,
oh, man,
like,
this is
the sweetest.
This is the best first day ever.
I'm trying to think back. I'm trying to think back to my server days. I think the most I ever got was like $100, which is still, oh my God.
A lot.
Yes.
I know. Well, yeah, this was the biggest tip ever I've ever gotten.
What was going through your head besides, did you make a mistake? Like,
yeah,
thinking about all the stuff you're going to do with that money?
Oh, for sure. For sure. At first, I was like, no way, no way. You know, I got to get them their money back or make sure I correct this on the receipt. And then when they said it was, you know, on purpose, I was like, oh, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah. You're like already making plans. You're investing money everywhere. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I know for certain that when you get an astronomical tip like that, it has to be overrode by a manager because there's, you know, there's
is that right?
Yeah. So like if anything over 50% has to be approved so they know that you're not just changing the tip amount.
Exactly. So, exactly. So that's why I'm calling because my training manager took the whole tip and said it's because I'm still in training and I'm like, quote unquote, not allowed to accept tips yet.
Oh, come on. He didn't even give you half? He didn't even split half of it with you?
Yeah, he said it goes to the house. There was no explanation, nothing in writing. He just took it, and I'm humiliated. I feel mad. I don't understand because I worked my butt off that night. And the customers, they wanted me to have that money. Like, they literally
they gave it
told
to you.
Me.
Yeah, well, hold on. Yeah. Elizabeth, first off, I'll bleep it out. Where is this? Where are you working right now? Where did this take place?
I work at.
That's really that's shameful of them.
Also, it's so. Oh my gosh, this is so insane. Because anybody who has worked in the industry knows that your personality carries you through, and your personality is what gets you tipped. It's what gets you these connections,
right.
Money, whatever the case may be. I mean, it could have been a non-monetary thing, and it could have been like, hey, we want you to come work for us. You never know who you're going to meet in these situations.
That's right.
This is just insane to me.
Be honest with us. Did you go outside and slash your training manager's tires?
I thought about it.
There it is.
I don't know. I mean, you know how when you go to a job interview and they're like, hey, picture this scenario. You are in Wegmans and you find $100 on the ground. What are you going to do with that $100? Every single time they want you to say, turn it in. Of course,
well,
you tell them what they want to hear. But when they don't share those same morals and values of who they're, you know, interviewing, that's not, listen, I get there's laws around wages and tips and all that stuff, but like, if you were fully taking over this table as like your first table and your training manager or whoever you were shadowing kind of stepped aside and your personality got you that $1,000 and for them to not even give you a cut,
that's what I'm saying.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
So now what?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, is that even legal? Like, everyone I've talked to at work is just too scared to speak up. And I'm pissed, you know? Like, I feel robbed.
Sure.
I feel like I need advice on, like, what am I supposed to do at this point? Can I go about getting that money back? Like, how do I go about getting it back? I need some help.
It sucks that even on your first day, you already want to take legal action. That's unfortunate. 585- 252-9800. Let's help our girl Elizabeth out here. What does she do in a situation like this? And does she even have the ability to even fight this? Or rules are rules. There's nothing you can do. She made a $1,000 tip. Training manager took the whole thing. If you guys, I know we got a lot of people that are in the service industry or servers or waiters, what have you, please weigh in.
Here's the thing. I mean, you don't want to be a pain in the ass your first minute on the job, but at the same time, if you don't think you're going to stay there, I would make as much noise as possible and figure, I don't know, use your resources. That's just my opinion.
But. I know, not to mention, this place, they don't even have the best cutlet in town, so it's no loss.
I agree.
Okay.
And very angry bartenders, but these things happen.
All right, Elizabeth, we'll get to some messages coming in right now. Thanks so much for your story. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for your help.
All right, no problem.
Bye.
All right, let's get to some text messages. We got people weighing in that are not happy.
Not happy at all.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I feel for Elizabeth. Sarah says, tell her to go to the New York State Department of Labor website. That sounds really shady and possibly illegal. She deserves to be paid. Zoe says, what's up, guys? I'm a former waitress, and this happened to me too. Management pocketed a huge tip I got during my training week. Never saw a dime of it.
That's insane. $1,000 is nothing to wave a stick at. No, $20, $50, all right.
I get it. But when a family comes together and tips you that much, they're definitely doing it for a reason. And I think this is interesting. Kevin is saying, I would track down that family on social, not to ask for more money, but to just let them know exactly what happened. I guarantee you they raise hell for you.
I get it, but also like... I don't know. They did a nice thing. They were like, let's do this good deed. Let's pay it forward. And now it's turning into just a drama fest.
It already is on her first day.
Like, and now the family's involved. They're like, yeah, they were just you get the family. To like be a nice, you know what I mean? It's, I just don't know.
Now they got to go to court. They're now just trying to have a nice meal.
Small claims.
And this is why people don't stay in the service industry, says Lexi. She deserved that blessing. I am so mad for her right now.
Yeah.
So she does all the work, earns a tip with her energy, with her kindness, and it just disappears. Theft.
It's unfortunate.
Really.
It's unfortunate.
You know? And listen, this restaurant already put a bad taste in your mouth many, many times. This did not help today.
No.
Did it not? All right, well, good luck to our girl, Elizabeth.
I would burn the place in the ground.
Yeah, I know you would. It's PXY Mornings. We'll take a quick break. It's Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.